Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, and today I'm talking about incorporating WWE themes into your wedding and how it can be a fun and unique way to celebrate if you and your partner are fans of professional wrestling. Here are some ways to get started. Entrance music when you walk down the aisle to your favorite superstar's entrance theme. Imagine the excitement as a familiar beat start playing and you make your grand entrance. Yo, how cool is that? I just did it this past weekend with Seth Rollins and Charlotte Flair. I had the groom come out and he was conducting the orchestra and all of a sudden, boom, all hail the queen, and it was great. And here comes the queen holding up my championship belt. It was seriously fucking dope. Table names. Instead of traditional table numbers, name each table after an iconic WWE event, arena, or legendary wrestler. Like, for example, you could have table names like WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, Madison Square Garden, or Hulk Hogan. Oh, how dope is that? Theme decor. Incorporate wrestling-themed decorations throughout the venue. Use championship belts as centerpieces. Hang posters of classic matches. Decorate with wrestling action figures, memorabilia. I have tons of pops on my table. I got Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair. I got Becky. I got Chris Jericho, Elias. I've walked with him. I can't find him right now, but I've walked with him. Photo booth props. Set up a photo booth with props like championship belts. I'll keep saying belts over and over, but belts are the best. You know, oversized foam fingers so the guests can pose with them. You have cardboard cutout, your favorite WWE superstar for guests to take a photo with. You know, go online like fathead.com and get a huge Randy Orton. My wife would go crazy. She'd throw me out of the bed and I would come home and there's Randy. Ring bearer pillow. Instead of traditional ring bearer, use a miniature wrestling ring. Remember those old 80s things? I still have one. It's like mint condition. I could probably get a lot of money for it on eBay, but I'm not selling that. That's like a collector's item. Can even add some wrestling moves like a suplex or a body slam. Just remember, out of nowhere, don't grab your wife and RKO her into the cake. First dance. You can choreograph your first dance theme song or a romantic ballad performed by a wrestler. I'm not sure anybody who sings, but we'll just throw it out there in case. Make it memorable by incorporating some wrestling-inspired moves into your routine. Yes, in the middle of it, just hit her with the Stone Cold Stunner. She's out. 1, 2, 3. Wedding favors. Send guests home with wrestling-themed wedding favors. That could be anything, really. Wrestling DVD looking, cookies or custom-made icons or whatever you guys decide you want to do. You can even make little tiny, microphones or ring bells or something. And that could be kind of dope. Remember, it's all fun and lighthearted. And WWE is like popping these days. Like, people love entrance music. People love to dress up as their favorite WWE superstar. Some of these, icons from other countries, like Rhea Ripley, who's over from Australia, she's creating a definite fad with her eyebrow cut in half. They shave the eyebrow and there's this way, then that way, and there's like a hole in the eyebrow. And, people are doing it across the board. They love Rhea Ripley. You know what I mean? So there's so many things out there that you could do. People dye their hair to look like Seth Rollins. Cody Rhodes, people get tattoos, because they decide that they want to be Cody, and now there's kids walking around with the ring gear. Becky Lynch is a huge one nowadays. Charlotte Flair. We just did, like I said, the grand entrance the other day with Charlotte and All Hail the Queen. It's so many things you can do. So it's great advice. I'm always giving you something to use. Take it or leave it. I'm DJ ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'll be back.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I